Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 58. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. This show is being released on Monday, December 28, 2009. My interview with James Orrick was recorded on November 10, 2009. I will be giving a talk at the Living Temple Bookstore in Huntington Beach, California on December 29, that's Tuesday, 2009, which is day after tomorrow, and the subject is The Mysteries of Christmas. The address is 7561 Center Avenue, number 40, that's Huntington Beach, California, 92647, and you will need to call in advance to reserve your seat, and the phone number there is 714-891-5117. And the event will be shown live on the internet for a fee, and if you'd like more information on that, go to thelivingtemple.com. 5-methoxy-NN-DMT is one of the most powerful psychedelic substances on Earth, but one of the least researched in the entire world. Today we're going to delve further into 5-MeO-DMT. My guest is James Orrick, a former atheist who argues that 5-MeO-DMT taught him spirituality and about the existence of God. He is the author of Tryptamine Palace, 5-MeO-DMT, and the Sonoran Desert Toad, A Journey from Burning Man to the Akashic Field. And as James attempted to understand his experience, he went on a path of investigation for several years, studying not only psychedelics, but quantum physics and psychology and many other things, to say the least. Journalist, photographer, and artist James Orrick was born in the small South Pacific nation of Aotearoa. Since 1998, he has been pursuing and reporting on the cutting edge of extreme sports in more than 40 countries around the globe, his work appearing in magazines, films, and on MTV Sports. He has been a member of the Burning Man community since 1999, and he was also involved in the documentation and advancement of quote-unquote alternative culture. And Orrick resides in the Dominican Republic. And again, as I mentioned over the last few weeks, John Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross is now shipping. All pre-orders have been shipped for both the softcover and hardcover editions. And a couple of you have emailed me in the last week saying that you're just now getting your copies. So hopefully you've all got them by now. If you haven't, they will be there soon, hopefully this week. And Allegro's book was one of the most controversial books written in the last century and is back in print for the first time in more than 25 years. And this is the 40th anniversary edition with a preface by yours truly and a foreword by Judith Ann Brown and an addendum by Professor Carl Ruck from Boston University, both of whom have been on this show. And upcoming guests next week will be Josh Homan, who will be on to discuss his studies on ayahuasca in Peru, and Robert Forty, the author of Entheogens and the Future of Religion, following with Steve Bayer, author of Singing to the Plants. And we still have about two or three shows that we could use help getting the transcriptions done on. If you're somebody who has a little bit of time over the holidays and can help out with that, please send me an email at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And if you'd like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to the Gnostic Media website and click on the button at the top of the website. Donations this week, thanks goes out to Matthew, Stephen, James, Howard, John, and Kent for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you. Thank you so much for your support, especially during these tougher holiday times. This show is mostly run on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of the books or DVDs or the She Who Remembers audio archives off of the website, you help continue our programming. And without your help, we would cease to be here. And I'm still leaving the 25% discount up on the Gnostic Media website for everything, excluding John Allegro's book. If you'd still like to get one of the items up there after the holidays now. You can still get that, and I will get those shipped out right away. And of course, my love and thanks goes out to everyone who supports the show by ordering a book or DVD or the archives, etc. The views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. Again, the website, www.gnosticmedia.com. That's GNOSTICmedia.com. And you can contact me directly at contact@gnosticmedia.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support. James, welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Just got back from a long road trip promoting my book out west all summer, so it's nice to be home.
How was that? You go? Did Inner Traditions send you out to promote it, or how does that work?
I was pretty much on my own bat. I go out to Burning Man every year, so that was the center of my trip, and then I was able to appear at a bunch of festivals and smaller things. The highlight was probably the Symbiosis Festival, and I got to be on a panel with Alex Gray and Daniel Pinchback and Nassan, the physicist, so it was a lot of fun.
Would you like to discuss your educational background and a little bit about who is James Orrick?
I was pretty much a university dropout in my home country. I started studying engineering.
Where'd you grow up?
New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
And I ended up studied engineering for a while, and then I switched to religious studies and philosophy. And somewhere through that, my professor taking me aside and saying, you know, you don't really need to be here. It's about time you went traveling. So I took his advice, and I've pretty much been traveling and writing ever since. It's been a little over 25 years. and that led to a career in sports journalism, which is, I've actually considered myself more of a fiction writer than anything. I have a book of short stories, and I've been working on a novel for a long time. But then my experiences with 5-MeO-DMT caused me to write a book that I really never thought I would be the kind of book that I'd ever write, and that is Tryptamine Palace, which is now out on Inner Traditions.
How did you become interested in psychedelics?
I would imagine that it had something to do with my early interest in religious studies and philosophy, though in New Zealand we have very little access to psychedelics, or we certainly did when I was younger. And I remember we used to go out and look for mushrooms out on the peninsula and make up these kind of weak mushroom brews. But I think it was probably the cross intersection of studying philosophy and religion and studying modern US history and reading so much about the 60s and 70s and seeing the obvious effect that, you know, LSD especially had on American society and American politics. I think there's a natural curiosity towards substances that have such powerful abilities to change the face of society. I was certainly never attracted to alcohol, like most of my fellow New Zealanders. But it wasn't until I got to the States and was actually around such compounds that such a thing was even possible.
Why 5-MeO-DMT?
I've been a great fan of Terence McKenna's work. Food of the Gods was a book that had a profound